Later schools of Buddhist theology postulated innumerable Buddhas in addition to Shakyamuni, the historical Buddha. Amitayus, the Buddha of eternal life, sits meditating at the center of this painting on cloth, or tanka. Amitayus holds his attribute, a vase containing the elixir of mortality. His rich adornments include large earplugs, crowns, necklaces, and armlets. He appears in his celestial heaven with a group of bodhisattvas, two standing to either side, plus eight seated above, listening to the Buddha's teachings. A group of Tibetan lay figures in the top register may be leaders of the local clan. The couple in the lower left probably commissioned the painting, perhaps in hopes of long life. The monk in the lower right may have consecrated the tanka. This 11th century example is one of the earliest known large-scale portable paintings from Tibet. Few, if any, have survived from India. However, the composition of this tanka and the figure's poses both derive from Indian tradition, as does its emphasis on volume. Its format, a seated Buddha flanked by two standing bodhisattvas plus a group of seated ones, was the most popular for tankas until the 14th century.
If you haven't already and you'd like to learn more about esoteric Buddhism, press play.